Hi, yes, Guru Jeffrey again. Commitment. Most successful business people are hailed as visionary leaders. They're just ordinary individuals who hold firm to a simple set of commitments, usually grounded in beliefs such as the best product that money can buy, the best possible customer service that they can give. It is the strength of these commitments, religiously followed, that led to their business success. When is it important? Commitment is most difficult and yet most readily proven during rough, tough times. How someone weathers a storm clearly demonstrates their basic beliefs. The Greek philosopher Epicurus stated, a ship's captain earns his reputation during storms. So when your competitors seem to be getting the edge over you, or when your money starts drying up, or your glamour of success starts to wear off, this is when it's easy to compromise your commitments. However, the real test comes when you hold the line fast and tight instead of the easy route of compromise, but making sure you stick to your original plans. Fortunately, paying the cost a commitment demands does have the payoffs that are worth the cost, e.g. your reputation, your integrity, your honesty. Even more important is the commitment to others in return. Remember, commitment is a two-way street. You will only receive it if you're willing to give it. It would appear that effective business leaders hold very closely to about half a dozen commitments. The first and most basic is their principle, their own principle, their own self-beliefs. These principles define both the business's uniqueness and the direction in which it wants to head, which in turn leads to a common vision and purpose shared within that business. The second is to themselves, how they react as leaders within the business. Effective leadership possesses strong personal integrity and self-confidence. This, of course, leads to their willingness to share the credits of their success. Also, they demand a deliberate emphasis on CPD, continuous professional development. The third is to their customers. Everyone in business has customers and also is a customer of someone else's. Customers are usually thought of as external to the business, in other words, people who need and require your services. I often ask, how much are other people willing to pay for my mentoring and my business advice? In other words, the price your customers are willing to pay measures its value in their eyes. The fourth is results. They are usually determined by how clear the business has a set of its priorities, what actions are rewarded, the qualities of the business commitment to its customers, and these results are based on the quality of its commitment to its employees. The simple reasons for this is that those very employees who serve the customers achieve the results for the business. How employees are treated in the business. Commitment comes to employees is the product of treating employees with respect, challenge them, yes. It is also important, but ensuring you give them effective feedback on how they are performing. The fifth is to the businesses and the employees. The leadership commitment is to the overall business, departments, middle management, higher management, the business overall strategy, and obviously the mission statement are all very important. Communication is the key. With this commitment, however, people do talk about each other, and that will affect the quality of the cooperation in the business. How open are the channels of communication? Up, down, across the business. It is openly encouraged. Are management open to be challenged? Will employees support management decisions and change? The sixth is balancing the above. All the above commitments are no easy job, but are the very key to a well-managed business and therefore have to have a very strong but empathetic leader at the helm. When management supports and listens to its employees, they will be more than willing to accept the changes and achieve intended results. When these changes are achieved, results will also, the customers' wants, needs and especially expectations, customers will support the business with their buying power. Okay, that's all I've got to say today, but we'll be coming on to next week to control